I think when you look what he's done since we've been here, he's done very well. He's done everything that's been asked of him. The goalkeeping coaches speak highly of him. I think he's been composed and made saves. When he's had to make saves, he's good at his feet. I think the recognition is that he's an England under 21 goalkeeper, so that speaks volumes for him. Look, he'll go back to Norwich in the summer, and we'll just see what their plans are with him. If he comes available, then I'm sure we might have a good opportunity, or wouldn't mind bringing him back because he's a good player and a good goalkeeper. But it's an area of the pitch that we need to sort of get sorted for next year as well, because Thomas is out of contract, and it's something we're probably looking to tie down and get one or two other contracts done very quickly.
The club went through such a massive overhaul last summer. Are you expecting it to be a little quieter this time round?
Yeah, I would have thought so. I would have thought that we're looking to change the squad around a little bit. We've exercised the options today of Jeffrey, Bailey Wright and Will Hayes, so that keeps them here for another extended period, which is obviously positive news for everybody at the football club, but most notably the players. I think all three have made impacts and have made an impression on us. All three still know they've got a lot of work to be done, but they were the ones that were getting out of contract that we've obviously had the option in our favour and triggered them clauses.
Is that an option for a further 12 months out?
Yeah, that's right. And I'm sure there'll be negotiations going on maybe to extend the contracts even further down the line than that. But first and foremost, we had to make sure we got did all the correct paperwork and done by a set deadline, that we got them tied down, because they've all contributed, as I said, to the team and the success that we've had recently.
Do you have in your mind's eye kind of the nucleus of the squad that you're going to go with next season?
Yeah, I think so. I think, because there was such a major overhaul of the squad last year, a lot of the players were coming in on two-year contracts, so all of them, or the majority of them, are still under contract. So that does make it difficult to have wholesale changes. But regardless of that, I think when you look at what the team have done, they've produced some performances and produced some results. So they've proven that they're good footballers and they're capable of getting results in this division. Added with a number of players, whatever number that may be, that I decide to bring in over the summer, then hopefully we can put in together a group that's going to be the top end of the division rather than the bottom half of it.
This lot good enough to do that, do you think, to compete at the top?
Look, I think they've proved over the last few weeks that they're capable of getting results. They've got confidence, they've got consistent performances about them. They've been hard to beat. As I said, I think we'll still need acquisitions over the summer. That's a certainty. But a lot of them are doing the right things to show me that we're capable of performing against anybody in this division.
And have you had that conversation with the powers that be as to what you've got to work with this summer?
Yeah, I think myself and Peter have had conversations over the last few weeks, regardless of where we're going to be finishing the league or whatever. I know what I want to bring into the club, what positions need strengthening. It's what available out there and what we could attract to this football club. And the big attraction is that we've got potential to go up through the divisions. We've got potential with the fan base that we've got. We've got good facilities and we've got ambitious people who we want to perform and get results. So hopefully that will favour us in a lot of players that we're looking to bring in.